Dean is on assignment, and Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman joins us. She covers film and TV for the New York Times Wire and Las Vegas Review Journal. She's also the author of the young adult book series, Ascenders. Cindy, good morning. Let's talk about the Video Music Awards, big MTV show tonight. What do we know about what we'll see? It's going to be Katy Perry time, isn't it?
Good morning, Bob. It is Katy Perry getting the Video Vanguard Award tonight. You know, she has 115 billion streams for her music over her career. She's doing a big retrospective performance tonight, too, doing all her hits. And Katy's not the only one performing. Camille Cabello, Halsey, Lenny Kravitz, LL Cool J, Sabrina Carpenter, Shawn Mendes, and Teddy Swims also performing. Megan Thee Stallion is the host, and most exciting to me, Eminem's kicking it off for his new album, so that should be really good.
7 p.m. Chicago time tonight from New York City. Music news from Keith Urban, and he's got a lot of fans around here. What's up with him?
Keith Urban, people have been waiting and waiting for a new album. The last one was The Speed of Now, which was a few years ago. But he has a new album called High, which comes out September 20th. A bunch of the songs have dropped already. And Keith says he's been working on this since the pandemic. It explores the themes of human connection, what it feels like to be alive, cutting loose, hope, nostalgia, and most of all, fun. Keith said he's also been drawn to the subject of living in the moment. So I can't wait. Plus, he's about to announce a tour. So if you haven't seen Keith live, it's a great show.
Yeah. No, I'd love to see him. Movie news. We're going to get more Jurassic Park, aren't we?
We are. I know we're holding on to summer, but this is next summer. Something called the next installment of Jurassic Park called Jurassic World Rebirth. And it's got a great cast. Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali starring in the next installment of the Dino Saga. 5 years since the last film. And, you know, the planet doesn't really support dinosaurs. They've all moved to one little part of the world. But we need them now because we're trying to create a drug that brings miraculous things with health and wellness. But, you know, Scarlett has to go in. She's a former Avenger, so we could trust her. And it all starts with a regular family who's boating. And guess what? These dinosaurs can live on land, air, and sea. So that's not exactly a fun boating expedition.
No, Jurassic World Rebirth. There's an interesting documentary from Ryan Murphy and Netflix called Monster. And this is about the Menendez brothers. When do we get to see this?
Yeah, this is coming up. This looks really good, too. On September 19th on Netflix, Monster. It's his next installment, his next season of his show called Monster. And this time looking at those real-life brothers, Lyle and Eric Menendez, who famously killed both of their parents. They claim there was abuse from their dad. Others say they just did it for the money. But great cast again. Kitty Menendez is played by Chloe Sevigny. And Jose, the father, is played by Javier Bardem. And just from the preview, it looks pretty raw. There's one part where Chloe's saying, "I hate my kids. They're parasites. I regret having them." And then the whole thing starts with their murder and then the trial that follows.
Not a documentary, but if it's anything like Ryan Murphy's past projects, it'll be good. There are a lot of fans of this Netflix show Outlast, and we're getting more of this, aren't we?
We are. You know, I never knew when I was lining up for the bus for Wheeling High School that I could be on a reality show someday, Bob, because this is about people who are sent with nothing to live in Alaska, similar to my days of Wheeling High School waiting for the bus. But this gets pretty tough. 16 people dropped off in the Alaskan wilderness. They're told to last for as long as possible in the freezing temperature. And they have minimal food, minimal supplies, and they're encouraged to steal from one another. So, you know, right away, this is not going to be good. Last season, two contestants stole the sleeping bags of two other contestants. They had to quit the show or face hypothermia, you know, priorities. Mm-hmm. So they left the show. This season, there are people trapped on a raft, life-threatening situations. The producers say, you know, we come in, we evacuate when it gets too rough. But if you can last, there's $1 million on the line. I think you can do it. You grew up in Chicago. Come on.
I don't want any part of this. It sounds like people are still trying to copy Survivor, aren't they?
It's Survivor with bad weather. Let's think of it that way. And, you know, if you have a good pair of Uggs, I think you could make it.
Survivor with bad weather. I like that. Cindy Pearlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good one.
You too, Bob.
There are several new and returning shows premiering this week. Dean Richards is out on assignment, but he sent us his recommendations for what to watch.
For once, do something spontaneous and reckless and un-Emily. Just have an adventure.
The second half of the fourth season of Emily in Paris has Lily Collins on her own Roman holiday while trying to navigate the pitfalls of the love triangle she left behind. See it on Netflix starting tomorrow.
What kind of trouble will this cause?
The devastating kind.
Friday on Hulu, Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow return for season two of The Old Man. This time, Bridges is out to save his daughter after she's abducted by bad guys.
You might have some trouble coming over.
If you want to build a future, you got to know what you want.
Sylvester Stallone returns as a mob enforcer, building an empire of his own in the city of Tulsa in season two of Tulsa King. Beginning Sunday on Paramount Plus. Friday on Hulu, the comedy series How to Die Alone follows an airport worker who rediscovers a zest for life after a near-death experience.
There's something about this place. It's not what it seems.
What if I told you that there's an alternative?
The new movie Uglies is set in a futuristic society where everyone must get cosmetic surgery when they turn 16. Until a small band of rebels plot a different way of life. See it Friday on Netflix.
The more eyes you got on you, the more people are going to try to tear you down.
For new documentaries this week, The Money Game shows just how much college athletes' lives have changed since it became legal to make money from licensing deals while still in school. See it on Amazon Prime now. Friday on Hulu, In Vogue, the 90s, chronicles how the fashion world got turned upside down. For the kids, Lego Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy puts a new spin on a new story from the land far, far away. See it on Disney Plus on Friday. And Friday on Paramount Plus, everyone's favorite pint-sized explorer returns in season two of Dora. Dean Richards, WGN News.
For more, you can check out WGNradio.com/Dean. All the late night hosts delayed the start of their shows because of the debate last night. And of course, they wanted to come up with some timely monologues. We've got some highlights for you, courtesy of Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Fallon.
We're coming to you after the presidential debate between Vice President Harris and former President Trump. Harris was on the right, Trump was on the left, and Biden was at home wondering, where do I know these guys from? I know them. Tonight was the first time Harris and Trump ever met. That's why Trump prepared for the debate by binge-watching a season of Love is Blind. Harris tried to cast Trump as a relic of the past. While Trump thinks relic is a condiment he puts on his hot dogs. Tonight's debate aired on all the major networks and is streamed on Disney Plus. Yeah, and I thought this was nice. After the debate, there was an in-depth analysis from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh. Unlike the first presidential debate back in June, this time the Democratic candidate was able to walk out to the stage without pausing for a nap. Now, when it came to Trump negotiating with the Taliban, Harris barely bit her tongue.
The president at the time invited the Taliban to Camp David, a place of storied significance for us as Americans, a place where we honor the importance of American diplomacy, where we invite and receive respected world leaders. And this former president...
I don't think former president was the F word she was looking for. But you know, she might have just invented a new swear word. Could I hear it in a sentence?
I have had it with these
former president
snakes on this
former president
plane.
That's right. Vice President Kamala Harris faced off tonight with former President Trump in her first presidential debate while Trump was still hoping Biden would show up. In a new interview, film director Ron Howard, who directed the movie adaptation of Ohio Senator J.D. Vance's memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, said he does not support former President Trump, adding, also, could you describe me as Apollo 13 director instead? Done like a lot of movies. Residents of several New Jersey towns have reportedly complained that they can smell a foul odor that is reminiscent of cat urine, as opposed to what it usually smells like, human urine. That's right, New Jersey residents are complaining that they can smell a foul odor that is reminiscent of cat urine, which sanitation officials assured them was just Staten Island marking its territory. And that was a monologue. We're